Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show. And along with us, we have our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Good evening, Lenny.
Happy first day of spring.
Oh, yeah, it is. First day of spring. And it's beautiful out there.
I know, and I wore spring colors.
Spring colors.
Yes.
You look
watermelon.
Very springy.
Watermelon.
Very nice.
Thank you so much.
Very nice. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. If you'd like, call in and share with us your thoughts on this next topic we're doing tonight. And or if you want, you can text Elle at her phone number.
Yes, my phone number, 707-499-8999.
How are we going to do that?
Yeah.
Might as well.
We're back to that.
Good job. We're back. Our link here is kcnr1460.com. And if you'd like, you could message any of us at a messenger at Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Tyler, you want to tell us about the sponsor?
Absolutely. New Life Discovery Project is here in downtown Reading at 1245 Pine Street. It's a faith-based and program center for people that have been struggling with addiction. And it is the perfect program for, you know, making sure that, you know, I'm not really doing very well at this, actually, guys, today.
You're doing fine.
That's okay.
Just fine.
New Life Discovery Center is at 1245 Pine Street. Go and see them tomorrow if you know anybody that needs any help. And the next time, I will make sure this is a little bit more smooth. Thank you, New Life Discovery Project, for sponsoring our program. Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler.
Sorry.
I threw that at you at the last
minute.
Yeah.
So,
Elle. You did great. Thank you.
Thank you.
What the hell are we talking about
tonight?
We're
talking about a topic that never gets old. People never get tired of hearing about it.
It's because it always happens.
It's relevant.
Daily.
After day after day after day, it's relevant. And that is how men and women speak different languages. And
I think they interpret and misinterpret.
That's exactly right.
On a regular basis.
Love it. You nailed it. They interpret and misinterpret. And so, actually, I'm really glad you brought that up because that's how we're diving into it tonight.
Okay.
We're talking about some of the things that somebody, actually what we're talking about is things that a woman might typically say or you might have heard at one time or another if you're in a relationship or been in a relationship, and you might be surprised at what she really means when she says it.
And to be clear, this show is not like the one where we talked about, I'm fine.
It's okay. Not that.
This is much more expanded.
Yeah, we're expanding it. And I thank you for pointing that out because it is more than fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Which means don't move.
She's not fine.
Play dead.
Don't whatever wait. You're doing,
she's not
stop.
Fine. It's not that. It's more than that.
More
and
than
yeah. So, because one of the biggest challenges for men, one is to, and how would you be able to interpret some of these things I'm going to go over that women will say or you've heard in your relationships, but not only that, like how you support a woman through her emotional expressions when the way the man is hearing it is it sounds like it's an attack or a complaint against him.
Or he's not doing his job well.
Right.
Well, after being married three times, you'd think I already learned all those things now.
Well. We could, that's a show on its own right there, Ron, talking about your.
No, we're not talking about that.
Like the text I got, what makes you think?
Okay, so, Elle.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question.
I wish you would.
So, with each one of these examples.
And there's eight of them.
You're going to say what the woman, you're going to say what she says.
Yeah.
And then we're going to explain what that really means.
Yes.
And then we're going to go even further and explain what the man interprets.
Yeah,
how
what
he interprets
he's hearing
it.
When she says
and
that.
And then, finally, how he processes that and what his response is, which may
or
not
could
be. Yeah.
What his response would be to that. You know, just trying to give you some helpful hints here. And so I just want to give credit where credit is due. When I am talking about these topics on relationships, none of this information is, original to me. Obviously, I take information from experts and pass it along. And this work comes from, I forgot his name. He wrote Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That
guy. Very famous.
I read it. I don't remember
his
name.
You'll see the author. But I need to give credit there because I use his stuff regularly because it's so relevant and powerful and meaty. Even it's a little corny talking about Martians and Venetians.
That's
but
okay.
You get past all that. The stuff's good.
I read it 45 or 50 years ago.
What?
Maybe you should pick that up again.
I don't think that it was written 45 or 50
years
ago.
Maybe 40 years ago.
I don't think so. Well, maybe.
You must have got the first edition.
I did.
He was 12 when he wrote it.
It was 50 volumes long.
So the first one, and thank you for summarizing that, Lanny. I appreciate that little summary there. So the first one that you might hear a woman say.
I want to say it.
Please do.
We never go out.
Lanny, I just love your spin on this stuff. Nobody says it like you do.
What do you mean you never go out? We never go out. We went out last month.
Oh, you guys are good.
Well, what I really want is, would you just take me out?
I just took you out last month. I told you.
That was last month.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to rescue this.
Oh, okay. Stop.
I'm going to rescue this little role play here. So, as Lenny so well phrased it, say it again.
We never go out.
Okay.
Never.
So.
That's a always, never, and forever,
first of all,
and that's not fair.
I've said that. You're right, and that's not fair. So here's what we're going to say because, and I have no idea why we do this, but I've done it. So what she's really meaning. So if you're able to wrap around what she's really meaning, which I know that's asking a lot, but
sure.
What she's really meaning is I feel like going out and I want to do something together. I want time with you. I want to feel connected to you. I want to reconnect to you. That's what she's really feeling.
Yeah, not just.
I don't know why it's so hard for us to just come out and say that. But women, we are emotionally authentic in the moment. So in that moment, if she's feeling disconnected, she's just going to feel like we never do anything because she's feeling disconnected. Her interpretation of the moment is, I want to be with you. Mm-hmm. I want to reconnect with you.
And of course, we don't see it that way.
So.
And the guy's thinking because they did do something last month, it seems like just last week. And a woman, because it's been a month, we think it feels like that
it's
word
forever.
Never and forever.
Yes.
So both of them are inaccurate, but we're a little more emotional and a more literal. And a guy is like, well, I did that already this year.
The difference
we should
between
be,
women speak emotionally and men speak informationally.
Right.
So we have different value systems driving our communication skills. Women's value system is the need to connect. The man's value system is to be efficient and
get
it done. So you're right when a man's going to think, well, that's not true. We just went out last week. So
and he takes the offense, right, because he feels like he's not doing his
exactly.
job.
That's and so what he's hearing when the woman says, we don't go out, he's hearing, oh, I'm not doing my job. She doesn't think I'm doing my job. Oh, I'm a disappointment to her. She feels disappointed in me. She's thinking we don't do anything anymore. She's not remembering what we did last week. She's thinking, oh, she must think I'm lazy.
Yeah,
I'm lazy
defensive.
And I'm boring. So to a man, that sounds very much like it's a complaint, and he takes that complaint as some kind of fault in his character because a man takes it very serious to make sure that he's providing and taking care of the person. I love how you're weighing in on this.
So
you validate my notes.
Oh, no, it's true.
Well, he's a guy, so. So then knowing that.
I didn't notice.
Thank you for noticing.
Well.
Then he noticed.
Yes, I did. So what do you think if the man's feeling that way, what does he do with that? What happens next?
Yeah.
Does he say anything? Does he try and reassure her? Does he say, oh, you're right, it's been a minute, let's put on your pretty dress and go, which has never, nothing like that has ever happened to me, and I wanted it to, and it didn't. He just walks off.
Well,
right, and we're going to get to, and I love that you brought that up, because when he walks off, he's walking off because he doesn't know how to respond. He doesn't know what to say. He's got to go think about what he's going to say. He's going to think about what he's feeling. So he's walking off. We're going to get to, hopefully, when men are quiet, why women talk, and this is why women are talking, and why men are quiet.
Oh, I just thought it's because he didn't really care.
Yeah.
He was fed
up.
That's
what
we
think, because we would never do that to each other as women. As women,
exactly.
Our whole conversation is peppered with us engaging in a way that that woman knows we're listening to her. We're doing, yes, oh, I'm sorry.
And nurturing and yes.
All that. And we have to understand that that's not men speak. And then men, if a man can understand that when she's speaking like this, not to take it personal, which is a lot of work, because initially he's going to feel disrespected. So the next one that you might hear her say, and it's going to be helpful in a relationship if the man is able to be better at fixing things, because he's better at understanding what's really going on in her head. And then he'll be able to really show up as a hero in that moment, fix that moment, and it's not the way he thinks it's going to be by trying to solve the problem, but realizing that what she really means when she's saying something, she's making some kind of appeal to connect. The next one is, everyone ignores me. Everyone ignores me. I'm just ignored. Nobody's listening to me. And what she's feeling when she's saying that is she's feeling unacknowledged. Somehow she's just not getting her point across. She's feeling like maybe some people see her, but maybe don't care about her.
No validations.
Yeah.
That's
everyone's great. Ignoring me. So she's feeling, when she says that, she's feeling like she's not really cared for.
She's invisible.
She's not seen. Yeah. That's a hard place. For a woman, when I remember feeling that way at times in my marriage, like I feel invisible. We feel invisible because we're misinterpreting each other's actions that are creating. He's going to be doing something to show you his love. She's not seeing it because the way that she wants to see. We give each other what we think
need.
Yeah, it's different.
Our idea is different.
She's also saying, and I like this point, if she's feeling ignored, that she's feeling like your work is more important than me. Your work is more important than me. That's part of feeling ignored. When really, he's working hard because in his weight of the world on his shoulders is to take care. If I take care of you and I'm working and I'm providing and I'm keeping a home, aren't I making you happy?
Mm-hmm.
And what he says is, when I'm done with this, I'll end here and we'll take a break.
Well,
but what he hears. Yeah, thank you. What he hears is that, oh man, she's unhappy.
Again.
She's so unhappy. I can't make her happy.
Yep.
She's saying she doesn't get the attention that she needs. I'm not providing her needs. She's not getting what she needs. It's so discouraging. She's saying that this is hopeless. She's saying I don't love her. She's saying I don't even love her. So we're going to stop right there, take a break, because we're past our break time, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top-growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious home-style options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Interested? Please come to the informational meeting for a thorough presentation with a question and answer period. Wednesday, March 27th at 3 p.m. at the Redding City Hall Community Room.
Please apply now.
Good evening. Welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show, coming from back from a break. We also have with us our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews, as I call her.
Yes, good afternoon, evening.
Hi. Our phone
feels like afternoon.
Our phone number here
it's evening.
I know. It should be dark, huh?
It looks like noon.
Usually. Has been. Our number here is 530-605-4567. Give us a call. We'd like to hear, have you share your ideas about communication between men and women. And
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. And our link here is kcnr1460.com. If you want, you can also text Elle herself at her number.
707-499-8999.
I hear a lot of niners.
There's my chorus.
707-499-8999. And if Ron was saying nine, he'd be calling it a niner.
Niner.
Because that's pilot talk.
That's right.
Would it be niner, niner, niner?
619-8-TANGO. Tyler, would you like to tell us about our sponsor?
I practice this in my head between the commercial breaks here. New Life Discovery Center, our mission is to help individuals understand how to overcome old self-destructive behaviors and coping patterns and transform helplessness into hopefulness. It is a powerful skills in life program with four modules aimed at training and educating in life skills, spiritual options, individual supportive, compassionate care, and we believe in treating the core issues to help heal and long-term recovery. The New Life Discovery Project is at 1245 Pine Street here in Redding, and you can give them a call at 999-8345. Again, 530-999-8345. New Life Discovery Project.
Thank you, Tyler.
A little bit better, huh?
No, that was great. Yeah, that was good. Sorry, I threw. I guess, like I said, I threw that at you last moment.
Got it.
All right, we're back, Elle.
We are back, and we are talking about
the guy going off to. Let me finish that sentence quickly because that didn't.
Now
come
you got
out. That didn't come out right.
Going
but
off.
Ba-dum-bum. Yes, he goes to the cave because
we're not there yet.
Oh,
we are.
We're not there in my notes yet.
We just finished talking about.
You
could
do a preemptive strike, yes. So we didn't talk about that quite
well,
yet.
Well, she says everyone ignores me, and he heard I'm not
no
doing
good.
My job.
Mm-hmm. No good.
She feels unloved. Right. Yeah.
So, I'm not making her happy.
So what would I say to that?
Yeah.
Would you say something right then, Ron, or what would you do?
Say that again to me.
Everybody ignores me, including you. I feel invisible.
I guess I'd have to go to the cave and think about that for a second.
Problem solved. You'd go to the cave because you'd be needing, you'd be stressed, and then you'd be needing a problem solved.
Would it make you feel bad if I said that, though? Would you feel like you weren't?
No, because I would feel like I've been doing for you. And so why are you saying that?
There again, you feel like a failure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'd have to go think about that. Well, why did she say that?
So you could say, as a guy, I mean, this is heavy stuff. This takes, if you want your relationship to be, as our guest once said, a 10 out of 10.
In a perfect world.
This is work.
What would a man say?
Yeah, he would say, you know, she said, everybody ignores me. He could just say, what's making you feel ignored and what can I do?
There you go.
To help with that. What can I do to make you feel better? What would it look like if you weren't ignored?
Or how am I ignoring you?
No.
No?
Don't say that. No.
That opens, that's an open-ended question. We could go forever.
Yeah. Just say, So everyone's ignoring me.
Okay.
Well, what's making you feel ignored?
Well, I knew that. I just didn't want to.
What's making you feel ignored and how can I support you? That's it. And then she'll be like, I just want to have time with you and nobody but. And she'll go off on that. And then you just say to a woman, she wants empathy and compassion. So you'd say, I'm so sorry you're feeling that way. So would you feel better if we went out on a date?
Well, to that, I would have just gone up to her and given her a big hug.
You know what? I can tell you this. As a woman, you don't really need to say a lot. All you need to do is look me in the eye, touch me somewhere in a loving way and say, how can I make you feel seen? How can I make you feel heard and seen and loved? What can I do? And they really don't have to do anything other than that.
Then they feel seen and heard.
Exactly. I just don't want you grunting behind a paper in the morning with your coffee or throwing me a kiss on your way out the door. Take the time to stop and look at me, acknowledge me that I'm hurting, and then don't fix it. Just hold me.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I'm going to feel loved. There's not a lot you have
just
to do.
Just reconnecting. You just have to take a little bit to reconnect. And that reconnecting, you're right, Lenny, is just, you can just track. You don't have to track a woman's conversation. You just can every once in a while go, yes.
Or that must really feel horrible.
You're invested in it. Next one is, she might say, and I've said this one too, especially when my kids were young, I am so tired, I can't do anything. I'm so tired, I can't do anything. Which means, I'm really saying that I'm tired today, I really need rest before I can do anything else.
Can you cook dinner, please? Give the kids a bath, maybe. Reassure me that I'm not a total bad
job.
Mommy, wife, housekeeper.
Would you give me a hug and would you tell me I'm doing a good job because I'm so tired I can't do anything else? And then we beating ourselves up because we can't do more, right? But when we say that, according to the author, what the man is hearing is that she's thinking that she does everything and he does nothing. Well, that's a kick in the gut. Right?
Yeah.
She's saying, I do everything. He's hearing, I do everything and you do nothing. Or he's hearing, oh, she thinks I should do more. I'm not doing enough. Or he hears the message that she's telling him, oh, she's feeling like she needs a real man. Or a better man. Picking me was a mistake.
Can I throw something in there?
I wish you would.
This is from experience. When I say, I am just exhausted. I am so tired. I don't even feel like I can cook dinner. I just can't do anymore. Mm-hmm. I would get the guilt thing. Oh, and you don't think I'm not out busting my pick all day long? I'm tired too. I start at 6 and I don't get home till 6. You've been home all day with the TV on, just taking care of kids. and doing the laundry. So he, instead of him having passion and compassion, he gets defensive.
He's defending himself because what he heard in that statement.
You're not doing anything. I'm doing it all.
Right. You don't do anything. You're not enough. I should have picked somebody else. You, I need a real man.
But the last thing we need is a fight.
So,
well, I have learned over the years.
Sorry, that flashing light.
Oh, yeah. No, I've learned over the years to, if I hear that when I come in, I'll just say, oh, I'm sorry you had a bad day. I'm sure we've both been really busy, you know, so let's, I'll go and put the dishes away. How about that? And then let's have a beer.
Order pizza. That'd be awesome because you just came up with a solution. You threw me a rope. He gave me a way out.
These are things you learn over time.
It's two-sided.
You know.
She needs to be able to say to him, honestly and straightforward, without these curveballs of, I'm so tired. I can't do anything. She needs to realize how her words are going to impact him, which is to say, I'm really tired tonight. When I'm tired, I feel like I'm not doing a good job. Would you just remind me that I'm doing a good job? And would you be willing to help with the dishes? Oh, she just gave me a job. I can fix this.
I can do that.
I can do this. I can help.
Yeah.
I can jump in and be helpful.
Isn't that something?
So we're both having to learn. Both sides are having to learn in this situation how to navigate it so that it's beneficial and helpful. And the reason why I'm saying women, I'm focusing on what women say is because women, we're the talkers.
Yes.
Men are not going to be, men are not made to tell you when they're having problems. They're just made to go in their cave and go fix it, which we'll go to. But for her, if she can do a better job saying, man, I'm tired, and because that's how I feel when I'm tired and I can't get to my work. I feel like, man, am I dropping the ball?
Right.
Am I doing okay? Can you help me?
Yeah.
And then usually you get, you know, and this is a big thing that I deal with at work. If I'm so tired and there's things that I just haven't got to, I'll ask my other directors, am I doing okay? And they'll be like, are you kidding? You're doing amazing. You're doing so much. I'm like, okay.
Well, I know.
Because to me, I feel like I'm not doing enough.
Yeah, I know. If I were staying home all day with the kids, I would be hard. I'd rather go to work.
That's what I just did today, and that's why I'm so tired.
You look tired. No, I'm wondering.
That's hard to do.
So I'd like to apologize right up front, right now, for all the women, for all the women that we don't feel secure enough sometimes or clear enough. Sometimes we don't even know what's wrong to just come out and say what we need, that you have to get a secret decoder ring out, because we are more complicated than men.
Well, it's how we talk to each other. We have the code book for each other. And we think men do, too.
Right. That's the way we communicate, so it just rolls right off our tongue.
We just think they're going to get it.
Natural for you.
We have
to
take a break right now.
Let's take
a break. We'll come back in a couple minutes.
Oh, sure. Take a break right now when it's all getting hard.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stiefel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, written by Alan Ball, directed by Erin Haney Stewart. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress is a comedic exploration of love and friendship as five diverse bridesmaids find solace in a bedroom during a wedding reception, revealing the complexities of their relationship. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, March 8th through 24th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Good evening and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle and my co-host is getting his ears on.
Oh, I'm back. And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show. Thank you for dragging that out. I had to take a little break.
That was well done.
I had a little potty break. Sorry.
Yeah.
and we have with us also our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Lenny Matthews.
Thank you so much. Good evening.
Good evening. Again.
Good evening.
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567 if you'd like to call in and chat with us or share your thoughts with us. Or you can text Elle on her phone.
Yes, you can text me at 707-499-8999.
Thank you. And our link here is kcnr1460.com. And if you want, you can also message us on Facebook to Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Tyler, would you tell us about our sponsor?
Absolutely. New Life Discovery Project is here in downtown Reading at 1245 Pine Street. Their mission is to help individuals understand how to overcome old self-destructive and coping mechanisms and transform helplessness into powerful life skills and hopefulness. And their program has four modules aimed at providing education, life skills, spiritual options, and individualized supportive, compassionate care. We believe in treating the core issues to help heal in long-term recovery. Their phone number is 530-999-8345. And again, they're at 1245 Pine Street. Thank you, New Life Discovery Project, for sponsoring the Ask Elle program.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate that. So, moving right along with our...
What were we talking about?
We were just talking about the nuances and peculiarity of language between men and women.
Mm.
It is amazing that we survive it. The differences are so profound. So we were talking about the last one. What was it? It was, I'm so tired. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
We are only on number four.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we're going to get through this whole list. I got two more pages to get through.
I want to read the next.
I want you to.
One that the girl says.
Okay.
Oh, this house is always such a mess.
I hope my kids aren't listening.
I feel like relaxing, but the house is so messy. I'm frustrated. I need a rest.
That's what she really means.
Yeah.
When she's saying that.
But the house is just leveled.
So when she says,
this house is
always a mess.
Always.
And what he's hearing when she says that, he's hearing, this house is a mess. She's blaming me for this house being a
mess.
So when she comes in. When she comes, sees him, and says, this house is always a mess. Oh, shoot. She's blaming me for the mess of this house.
Thinks I'm a lazy slob.
Right?
always.
I lost my place. Oh, house is a mess. She's saying that she does everything to clean it, and I do nothing except mess it up. She's blaming
Sounds
me
like
for
that.
It. She's saying I'm a lazy slob. She's saying that she doesn't want to live with me unless she changes. That's
he
so
changes.
Found. He changes. What's change is easy for us.
Yeah. Which is not what we're saying.
No, but that's what he's hearing. And so this complexity of this difference where what she's saying mm-hmm. isn't what she's really wanting, and what he's hearing isn't what she's really saying. So you got it right. She's saying, man, I want to relax. And I can tell you this. I have said this with my kids. Man, the house is a mess, but I just want to relax. I'm tired. I've been working 12 to 15 hours today. I'm tired. What do? Do I rest or do I go do dishes? No, my kids are really good about helping out. But what we're really saying, I want to relax. But the house is messy, and a messy house screams at a woman. It screams at us. Everything that's out of place is noisy, and it's mean, and it's loud. The pillow's out of place. This is out of place. That's out of place. This isn't in the right place. Things aren't taken care of. And what we're really saying is, like, I just want it to be quiet inside my head. Will you help quiet it down for me, please? I need help. Right?
Right. And so what does he say when he hears us say this house is a mess?
Because what he's going to want to say is, that's not true. He's going to want to defend himself.
Right.
That's not true.
I vacuumed.
Helped you clean it up last week, or I vacuumed over. Because he says, literally,
right.
to him,
right.
it's not always messy.
Right.
Or
I try.
He's going to shut up. And this is what my ex used to do, is I would get like that. I'd be like, oh, this house is driving me crazy. He would just walk away and get quiet. Well, now I understand why he'd walk away and get quiet. I would think he's walking away and get quiet. He does not care about what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't
right.
care. He doesn't care about this problem. But he's overwhelmed. Doesn't know how to respond.
Right.
So he goes into his cave, and for a man to another man, you understand that, oh, he's going to his cave. He's going to go figure it out. As women, we don't understand. So what he could say to that, this house is always a mess. He could say to that, what can I do right now to help with that? Oh, my gosh. What can I do right now to help with that?
Yeah, like I
she
said,
just
really
wants
the
noise to go down. She just wants the noise to go down.
Yeah, again, I see it as throwing me a rope. If the counter's leveled and the sink's full of dishes, right, I can't cook when my kitchen's like that. Come in and put my kitchen to rights while I cook dinner.
Yeah.
Let's have a glass of wine and visit.
Yeah.
I'll be okay if you
and
can do that.
And then you're spending time together.
Yep.
You're connecting. She's excited.
Yep.
She wants to be with you. She's not feeling like you're disinterested in what her job. And to be fair, on the same token, if we want a man to take interest in what makes our environment better and appreciate what we do, we need to do the same for them.
Mm-hmm.
How was work? What did you do? Was there anything interesting at work that you'd like me to know about?
Right.
Then he'll talk about something that might have been interesting. Is there anything important at work that happened that would, you know, that would be something you could share with me?
And the more he shares, honestly, the more questions you'll know to ask as that time goes on, because you'll get familiar with his boss and the people he works with and the job that he's on. And so,
if he wants to talk about it.
Yeah, so your questions can get a little more involved.
Yes, you got to be smart about the questions you ask, because he might want to just be in the cave and not talk about
well,
it.
Well, true, too.
Okay, the next one is, I'm going to skip to number 6. I'm going to skip 5 and go to number 6 so you guys can be with me on this one, which is, you don't love me anymore. You don't love me anymore.
I just don't feel like you love me anymore.
I don't feel like it, yeah.
Uh-uh.
So when she says that, she is really meaning, today I'm feeling like you don't love me. Today. That is a great qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
Today. Instead of, oh my God, he's going to be thinking, you just negated the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love you anymore. Like, you're not seeing the efforts that I'm putting in. Today I don't feel loved. I'm afraid that I pushed you away. And this is a big one for women, and we've made jokes about it. When the woman's laying in bed and he's rolled over quiet, not talking to her, and she's like, oh my gosh, what is he thinking about? Did I do something wrong? Is he not happy with me? Because as women, we wouldn't do that. We'd be talking. And he's thinking about why his spark plug misfired or something. I don't know. It was the timing.
Yeah, we're thinking about, I wonder why the car didn't start this morning as well.
Something like that. So if she says, you don't love me anymore, that's a ringing bell to go, oh, what's happening that's making her not feel loved today? And that's a question you can ask. What's happening that's making you not feel loved? Well, you're quiet and you're not talking to me. I love you when I'm quiet and I'm not talking to you. I have to go in my cave and process information.
You girls have to have that connection.
Have to have it. Even if it's just a conversation that says, hey, listen, I need time to go figure this out, but I'll be back. Oh, he's coming back.
Now, I don't know, because if I said, you know, I just don't feel like you love me anymore, and he looked at me and he said, I need to go and think about this. That would scare me. I'd think, oh, he's got to think about it. You don't love.
That's why we're having this conversation.
You got to think about whether or not you love me. I don't. That would scare me if he walked off to his cave.
He's probably not even going to tell you that he's going to walk off into his cave. He's probably not even going to tell you, I need to go think about this. If you say you don't love me anymore, and he's just overwhelmed by that statement.
Sure wouldn't know what to say right then.
That statement. He's dumbfounded, and he's going to walk away and go process. Another man would never question that walking away. Another man would go, yeah, he's got to go.
Yeah.
He's got to go sort this out. They don't question it. So he's assuming that when they walk away from us, we have the same code book for them. That
right.
Oh, he's walking away. He's going to go process. Our code book says you walk away from me. You don't care about my feelings.
I would go
into
panic. But, he comes back,
you don't care?
I'm going to be a mess.
Yes.
I really will.
He doesn't love me. He doesn't care.
Exactly.
It's baffling that it's so different.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting the light flashing. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. I just got the light flashing.
Okay.
Here we go.
Bye.
Like it or not, we're taking a break.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Good evening. Welcome to the Ask Elle Show.
Hi, this is Ron.
This is Elle.
Oh, that's sorry.
And you're not.
I'm so sorry. Really? This is Ron Lim, co-host.
Nobody listens to me anymore.
Co-host to the Ask Elle Show. We're having way too much fun here. And we also have our co-host with the most here, Lenny
Matthews.
I want to
know the most what?
The most. She's got the most
talent.
Everything.
She's very talented.
Oh.
We're going to talk about this woman's
talent. She's co-host
talent.
With the most.
Oh, no.
Everything.
No, we're not. Not all of it, anyway, please.
Oh,
that,
you guys.
That's a whole nother show.
You're interrupting my intro here.
Okay,
no, that's
sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay.
We are going to...
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Our link is kcnr1460.com. You can text Elle on her phone at
707-499-8999.
Or
a lot of niners in there.
Or you can message us on Facebook at Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. And Tyler, would you tell us about the sponsor, please?
Absolutely. New Life Discovery Project, whose mission is to help individuals understand how to overcome old self-destructive coping patterns and transform helplessness into hopefulness. They're at 1245 Pine Street here in downtown Reading. Their program has four modules aimed at providing education, life skills, spiritual options, and individualized supportive, compassionate care. We believe in treating the core issues to help for real long-term recovery. Give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-999-8345 and visit them at 1245 Pine Street in Reading. Thank you, New Life Discovery Project, for sponsoring this program.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
Okay, Elle.
What are we talking about? We're talking about relationships.
Right. You know,
we're talking about the... What?
You don't love me. I just read the entirety of this... Of number six, yeah. And if you go through all of your notes, it blows me right off my chair, because this is so big in most relationships.
Yes.
This one right here, if you can fix this and get through this, it's really a milestone, because there can be a lot of hurt around this
thought and feeling. I just want
to
say, for those just tuning in, we're talking about the difference, breakdown in language between men and women in relationships, and some of the things that, well, men don't talk as much, and women will say, and what that saying actually means. And so Lenny's picking up. We left off on number six.
You don't love me anymore.
You don't love me anymore means, today I'm feeling like you don't love me. It really means what she's really saying. You don't love me anymore. What she's really saying is, today, I don't feel loved. So that means something's happened. She's feeling disconnected. I'm afraid I've pushed you away. Today, I'm feeling insecure. Would you please reassure me? That's it. I mean, that's really what we're feeling in that,
but
in
what,
that bundle. But yes, you go ahead.
What she blows my mind,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, say it.
He feels like he's hearing. This is not what he's thinking. It's what he's hearing.
Yeah.
I have given you the best years of my life, and you have given me nothing.
So she's saying, basically, what he thinks she's saying.
He thinks she's saying, which is so far from the truth. It's not at all what she's trying to say. And Andy says, he thinks she's saying, you're selfish, you do what you want to do, and you don't care about anybody. And what a tragic thing.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's hearing it as a personal attack.
That's huge.
You don't love me anymore. And that is a bid from her to reconnect. Oddly enough, as if a woman, if we said that to each other, I don't feel like you like me anymore. And you'd be like, oh my gosh, why? What happened? Well, we just don't talk anymore. And once a week, like we used to, we don't get together for lunch.
Right.
But a guy's not going to do that. We have done that. I've never said, I don't think you like me anymore. I've said, I miss you. I want you there.
Yeah.
But if you say to your partner as a woman, you don't love me anymore, he's hearing that. He's thinking, sorry, I got lost there for a second. He's hearing like, man, she's feeling like she's given me the best years of her life and I've given her nothing. She's feeling like this is all meaningless. It's a bid for her to reconnect. Usually what she's saying is a bid for her to touch base with you. She wants to feel close again. And
I just feel like he's thinking, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
You know, she feels like she's given me the best years of her life, but I have too. And where is this coming from? Why would I not love her today and love her yesterday? I'm confused. I don't understand.
Right. And so your question has been, like, at the end of all of these, what can he say to that?
Yeah.
If she says, man, you don't you don't love me anymore. He can say, what's making you feel that way today?
And that's all he has to say. That opens up. That gives us permission.
And then suddenly you feel love just because he asked.
Yeah,
that.
He took the time. And then that gives us permission to tell you the truth behind why we're feeling unloved.
Yes.
So it's really easy, guys. Just ask, just instead of going to the cave, hang in there and just force yourself to ask a question. Just one.
Because it's like asking then the woman in this, for her to say, instead of saying, you don't love me anymore, you okay?
Yeah.
Our co-hostess
has a cold.
Walking out, yeah. So for her to be conscientious instead of saying, you don't love me anymore, and realizing how devastating blow that is going to feel to him, to say, today I'm feeling insecure. And and I used to, with my ex, we used to say with each other, I would say, hey, I'm feeling needy. And he'd be like, oh, come here. And he'd hug me.
Mm-hmm.
He knew. And I know it sounds like I probably had a really good marriage, and we did have a great marriage in between the relapses, just to clarify that. His, not mine. But just for her to know, wait, he's going to hear this, like, it's going to be devastating. So I just need to communicate what I need, and that is I need connection. I'm feeling insecure. I'm feeling insecure today. He's immediately going to want to take that pain away. Would you hug me? Tell me how much you love me? And you'd be like, of course.
But if we were just to say that, but we don't. We say, I just don't feel like you love me anymore.
So both sides have to really learn to realize what's going on in that moment.
I know
the
what
nuances.
I would be thinking. I'd be thinking, but I do love you because I do all these things for you.
Right. And I came home to you today.
I do all these things. I work.
I work.
You
have money. You've got a house.
I think about you all the time. I buy things, you know.
I text you. I text you.
All those things going through my head. What I'm going to say, I probably wouldn't want to fight with her on that and say, you don't know what you're talking about. I do love you. I do all this. I'm thinking it, though.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't say it.
Yeah, it's a tough one. We have to be conscientious of each other. Next one is, I'm going to jump down to number 8 because I think that this comes up often. I want more romance. I want more romance.
Yeah.
So what she means when she says, I want more romance, she means, can we take some time out just for each other?
Alone time.
Can we have some alone time? Would you surprise me with flowers once in a while?
A date.
Yeah, take me on a date.
Leave me a note, a romantic note.
Mm-hmm. On the bathroom mirror.
What he's hearing when we say, I want more romance. You say that to a woman, she's going to know, I want more romance. Oh, I know exactly what you want.
Exactly.
I know what you want.
Yes.
You want him to take you on a date. You want flowers. You want to feel like you're on his mind all the time. But what he is hearing is, he's hearing her say, he doesn't satisfy her anymore. He's hearing her say she's not turned on by him anymore. He's hearing her say his romantic skills are inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
He's hearing her say, well, I wish you were more like other men that I've been with.
Ooh.
That's what's going through his head. That's what he's hearing. Mm-hmm. So really having that compassionate heart to understand how our statement is going to impact him, and then him, how his interpretation of that is going to have the opposite result of what she's wanting.
That's a big one to a guy, just like the, you don't love me anymore. Those are two
devastating
blows. Yeah. So if you heard that, Ron, what would you think?
I want more romance.
I would immediately think that she wants connection, more time together.
But good for you.
Yeah, but, you know, we always, like I said before in the show, my wife and I would, every night when I get home, we would automatically sit down and chat about our days.
Mm-hmm. But that's not romance.
Well, no, but it's still connection.
Could be. I would consider that romantic.
It can be for some women.
Because the connection. But I've said my love language is quality time. Mm-hmm. So there we go. There's a whole other thing.
Well, see, and my sexuality goes off of what's going on in my heart and my head. Mm-hmm. So if I feel happy and safe and loved, then that's the next obvious step for me. So if that's not there, forget it.
Yeah. So we're at the end. We're out of time. We hit the last one and we're out of time.
Buy our flowers and go to Victoria's Secret.
Yes.